Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
And good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to another edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and those folks down near Jordan, Minnesota, that make the best patio furniture, family-run business called By the Yard. I want to talk a little bit about Pam and Lee at Cardinal Corner, reminding us again, keep out those bird baths, boy, especially with this weather, and put out some white millet to attract those migrating birds. Now, if you've started your holiday shopping like a lot of folks have done, you must stop by Cardinal Corner because they have a huge selection of beautiful bird baths, nature gifts, handbags, jewelry, home and kitchen decor. You really have to see this store for yourself. And the birds, boy, do they love the bird seed at Cardinal Corner. It is, without a doubt, the freshest. And you're going to get all kinds of tips from their monthly newsletter. It's free, by the way. Subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Cardinal Corner, by the way, opens 7 days a week. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center location. You can call them. They always like to chat with you. 651-455-6556 or online at cardinalcorner.com. You'll see that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning to you, Jim, at 7:15 and 30 degrees officially.
30 degrees. I'm writing that down. In the Twin Cities.
Yep.
Well, out here, we have a frosty morning, and we're on the northwest side of Lake Waconia, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. So at 24 degrees, calm, just enough clouds in the east to create a fiery sunrise. And that was peaking at 7:07 with the colors. And now it's colors are still reflecting off the ice. So Lake Waconia, which was open yesterday, has a thin coating of ice covering most of it, but that won't last through the day. A wind will come up and warmer temperatures will take the ice. Sunrise, 7:25, sunset, 4:35 here in the greater Twin Cities area. So that gives us 9 hours and 10 minutes of daylight. We have lost 2 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 14 minutes since last Sunday, and 6 hours and 26 minutes is the total daylight loss since June 20th, and that's with our summer solstice, the first day of astronomical summer and the longest daylight period of the year. We still have 23 minutes of daylight to lose by December 21st, our winter solstice, and first day of astronomical winter in the Northern Hemisphere, and the shortest daylight period of the year. The normal high for today is 35. The normal low is 20. So we're going to be well above that. Records for today, November 26th in the Twin Cities, high 62. That 62 was set in 1914, 103 years ago. The record low was minus 16. That was set in 1977. The most rain we've ever had on this date, 1.76 inches. That happened way back in 1896. And the most snow that's fallen on the Twin Cities on this date, 6 inches on this date in the year 2001. Today marks the first quarter moon. The moon won't rise, though, until 1.06 p.m., so early afternoon, and sets tonight about 5 minutes after midnight. Next Sunday is the full moon. And it's interesting because the full moon next Sunday will be the moon that's closest to us the entire year. And so we call it a perigee full moon, meaning that the moon is closer to the Earth in its elliptical orbit. So next Sunday, hopefully be clear, we can see that full moon. In the southern part of Minnesota, jackrabbits have turned from brown to white. In the northern part of the state, snowshoe hares have also made the change to their white winter plumage. Not plumage, pelage, in case of furry animals. Dark-eyed juncos, black-capped chickadees, white-breasted nuthatches, blue jays, and northern cardinals are some of the more than a dozen bird species coming to feeding stations. Birds are warm-blooded, so they can be active all winter. At this time, untold millions of animals, including, and this is not millions of different kinds of animals, but many of the same species, including wood frogs, American toads, painted turtles, woodchucks, 13-line ground squirrels, red admiral butterflies, wood ticks, various types of mosquitoes, they're all hibernating across Minnesota and our region. Bears are also, but their sleep is a state of torpor, so they can wake up much easier. Meteorologists in the upper Midwest consider December 1st, that's this coming Friday, to be the first day of winter because that's the kickoff date for the coldest 90 days of the year statistically. Astronomers have us wait until December 21st, the solstice when winter begins in the northern hemisphere. Rutabagas and parsnips, sweetened by the frost, can be dug from gardens for delicious eating or stored for winter use. Lake Waconia, where we live here, is the second largest lake in the metro area. It finally froze over on Thanksgiving Day, but the next day, Friday the 24th, just 2 days ago, with strong northwest winds and a record high of 60 degrees in the Twin Cities, it lost its ice cover. This has also happened to Lake Sakata at Waterville. The lake was ice-covered on Thanksgiving, and by yesterday, there was just crushed ice along shorelines, according to Diana Herring. Hundreds, maybe thousands, of our Minnesota lakes have had coatings of ice now in November and have also lost their ice covers, some more than once. There are also lakes like Caribou Lake, inland from Lewiston and Upper Red Lake, that froze over November 10th, that are still ice-covered. What we know for sure is that once a lake water cools down to 39 degrees throughout, the temperature at which water is the most dense, ice begins to form on the first calm, freezing day or night. Because the water cooler than 39 degrees is lighter, it floats on the surface, and so then the ice forms at 32 degrees. So due to strong winds and some warm temperatures, the freeze-ups in Minnesota and our Minnesota area lakes has been erratic, to say the least, this year. The official freeze-up for a lake is the first day when at least 90% of the lake is frozen over and then stays frozen over for the next few months. If you'd like to report the freeze-up day for a Minnesota lake, wait for several days after it freezes over and contact the Minnesota State Climatology Office by going to their Facebook site, Minnesota State Climatology Office. When you're reporting, include the date when the lake first froze, when it froze over, not the first time, but froze over and stayed frozen over, the name of the lake, the nearest town, city, and county. Always remember, it takes at least 4 inches of new solid ice in contact with stationary water for safe walking on skating, and ice fishing. I was just looking at our by-the-yard furniture out in front this morning.
It's nice to look at.
All covered with frost.
But it doesn't hurt it, as you know.
Oh, but it looks great.
Jim and I love this family-run business, and we've talked about it for so many years here on CCO. You get with that furniture Jim is referring to, you get to take back your time and take back your garage because you never have to store it. Jim and I both have this furniture at our respective homes. Never have to store it. You leave it out, you're in and you're out. Never going to have to paint it or stain it or, as they said, store it. Listen to this. This is really a great time of year, a fabulous Christmas gift card promotion. For every $100 you spend, you're going to receive a free $15 By the Yard gift card. You may know someone, as I mentioned before, who's been wanting By the Yard furniture maybe for years. Give them that gift card and let them choose, especially this time of year when maybe you and your sisters or brothers are trying to figure out what to give mom and dad. Wouldn't you say, Jim, that's a great gift?
Oh, yeah.
Get the gift card. Let them pick it out, if you like, you know. And you're going to earn big points, too, when you gift a By the Yard gift card. A lot of folks, after Jim's show, call. It's toll-free. It's a recording. Just leave your address, and they'll send you that free color catalog. It seems like, Jim, every year that catalog gets more beautiful every year.
I know. That's amazing. The color picture you can see in the settings. And I was just thinking this afternoon, maybe, if the wind doesn't come up,
right,
we can sit out by the yard.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be almost 47 degrees today, so it'll be great. Well, here's the toll-free number. You can call right after Jim's show if you like. 877-220-0448. 877-220-0448. 220-0448. Get down to the showrooms right off 169. They're open Monday through Saturday, even this time of year, maybe especially this time of year. Or go online at buytheyard.net. You'll see what Jim and I have talked about for many, many years. Good stuff.
Yes, that's right.
Jim, we had a text from just east of Mason City, Iowa this morning. So I saw 20 trumpeter swans in a pond there just east
of Mason. Oh, great.
So there. What else do you have?
And some people wonder, where do the trumpeters go? These are the bigger ones, and where do they go? Some of them actually go to Texas for the winter.
Mm.
Any of them stay around the upper Midwest, you know, on the Mississippi River and so on. But, that's a neat sight.
Yes.
If you or someone you know is interested in sunrise and sunset, things that I've been talking about this morning, those times, astronomy, and weather history, information on climatology, weather and phenology like Nature Notes. Be sure to check out the Freshwater Society's Minnesota Weather Guide and Environment Calendars. Now, Freshwater Society is a nonprofit organization, and they do a lot of good work keeping our waters clean. The 2018 edition of both the Wall and Engagement Calendars are available at book, gift, and wild bird stores throughout Minnesota, and including such places as Cherry Street Books in Alexandria, Kelsey's Wild Bird Store in North Oaks, Lake Winds Natural Foods in Chanhassen, and Watertown Pharmacy in Watertown, Minnesota. The 2018 Weather Guide would make a great holiday gift. The Minnesota Weather Guides can also be ordered online at just type in freshwater.org, and you can read about it. I have some really neat reports. David and Mary Brislance, who live on the ridge above Lake Superior at Lutzen, report that Lutzen Mountain Ski Area is open and has been for a couple weeks now. They and their son John saw three meadowlarks in a grassy area near the Grand Marais Campground just this past Wednesday, the 22nd. In fact, they observed 18 species of birds in Grand Marais, including Bohemian waxwings, pine grosbeaks, common redpolls, pine siskins, four bald eagles, lots of herring gulls, white-winged scoter, common goldeneye, and bufflehead ducks. Those are out in the harbor. Keith Radel from Faribault has seen 22 species of birds at his feeding station. Now, some come to eat, some drink water, and some take care of both. They just love the water and they love the food. That's what he's seen, 22 species coming off and on the last couple of weeks. Highlights are pine siskins, about 30 at a time, the first common redpoll and red-breasted nuthatch. Keith Radel's brother, Craig, who lives on the edge of Long Lake near New London, had a male red shafted flicker coming to his feeding station for about the last week and a half. Julie Brophy from Victoria heard a pair of great horned owls duet hooting this past Friday the 24th, that's Friday night, and this is a sign of pair bonding and declaring territory. Dinah and David Herring, who live near Waterville, note that many farmers finish up corn combining the day or two before Thanksgiving. This past Friday, Diana was still seeing huge flocks of common grackles. Waves of them came in to feed on their lawn and at their feeding station. So in southern Minnesota, common grackles are now seen in long flowing streams, sometimes more than a mile long. Very soon, these grackles will head into Iowa, Missouri, and farther south into the U.S. for the winter. Ray and Marlene Simon, who live on the edge of Northfield, report that this past Friday, when it was warm, 58 degrees there, their honeybees were out flying. We call it out flying on cleansing flights. They also noticed that false rue anemone was blooming in the sunny part of the forest near them, and they noticed Virginia waterleaf leaves, new leaves, nice and green, that were poking up just like springtime. They also had a chance to go look at the swans, the tundra swans, and they went on the 12th. They reported on the 12th there were about 30,000 of them, and on the 19th about 10,000. This is U.S. Fish and Wildlife estimate. One of the best places to see them is at Brownsville, about 3 miles south of Brownsville. There's an overlook. You can look out and see this. On Thanksgiving, they were still seeing a couple hundred of the tundra swans at Minnesota. That's called Weaver Bottoms. They have five types of woodpeckers coming to their feeding station, eating suet, and the woodpeckers also love peanuts.
We are just about out of time, but you know what? Jack has been waiting online for a while. Can we get a quick call in?
Sure.
From Jack in Andover. Thanks, Jack. What's your observation?
Well, my observation is I have some cousins that live in near Hackensack, which we're going up today. And as of 2 days ago with this weather, they still have a black bear coming to their bird feeders, which is very unusual, I think.
That is, Jack, because normally the black bears head for their dens between the 15th of September and the 15th of October. That means that this one hasn't stored up enough fat yet to go into hibernation.
Still working on it. And finally, a text, Jim, and then we'll talk to you next week. Faribault by French Lake, four hawks in two pairs doing almost a dance in the sky, touching at times. That came from Kathy and Faribault, so appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you have a great week, and join us again next week, if you will.
Look forward to it. You have a good week, too.
You
bye
too. Thank
now.
You, Jim. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday with more Nature Notes here on 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.